This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
For young people, particularly school-aged young people, school is the major activity of their year and of their week and of their day. And so it takes up a huge amount of their time and is important across a number of areas, not only developmentally, that all the parents and teachers can see the benefits of school, but also socially. And it's a huge, huge learning experience across all aspects of life. And so it is one which, as you know, as you rightly pointed out, some kids really, really love. But even the kids that love it are going to probably struggle with it at some point. And at the end of the day, the start of every school year is one that comes with a certain degree of trepidation. Much like, you know, reflecting back on the topics that we covered a couple of weeks ago and talking about even back to work adjustment for adults, is a big transition back into the new year, back into another, you know, workspace and all that sort of stuff. So very, very similar for kids. So the first thing would just be like recognizing that and acknowledging that all adjustment takes a little bit of time. For the processes for the new year to kind of get themselves in place and for everyone to just get their head around the idea of what school's going to mean this year and everything else. And for a couple of weeks, that can be a little bit tough. So is it that or is it something a little bit more? And that would be my first kind of thing to have everybody consider is, you know, is it just normal adjustment or is there something else happening here? And being able to put on the age of your young person, put that headspace on and actually have a think about from their point of view what's happening for them in their world, what could be the potential causes, the more homework that you can kind of do like that, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What if we've moved beyond that point of that kind of initial stage and that kind of natural adjustment period, and maybe it's like halfway through the year and the kids are really not adjusted very well at all?
So if there's some definite signs that there's something else happening, then providing, one of the biggest things is that parents can do is to just provide the space for the exploration of some of these topics, and sometimes not in a targeted way, but just actually creating that that time for the discussion of life in general. Kids, like most people, like all people, I guess, sometimes we tend to get a little bit defensive and feel a little bit of pressure when someone goes straight for the topic and starts to poke and probe. And so just allowing the space for those topics, for those the potential for those difficulties to enter into the conversation. That might be on a long drive. It might be, you know, out shopping. It might be, you know, any type of social activity that works in a family is the space for the kind of consideration of, you know, the good things and the difficult things that could be happening in any life.
Mm. So direct questions.
Really, really important across the board, but particularly if we're talking about things like bullying or, you know, a lot of the difficulties, particularly that teenagers can have, it's really important for a real acknowledgement of not only the experience and the feelings that the young person's going through, but also believing them. Sometimes if young people's difficulties are overlooked or not believed, or worse, if they're in some way minimized, that actually means that it's a lot more difficult for them to talk about that, and there can be a lot of secondary impacts because of that. So, you know, believe our kids and acknowledge their feelings, even if, you know, we may not necessarily consider that in the adult scheme of things to be a big deal. It's a huge deal for them, and so be at their level and be able to work with them there, and that's a huge thing too.
Yeah,
I guess the key in that end, it would be hard to do that, is to avoid the direct question. Then it sounds like you have to have established norms as a family that things where it's comfortable and relaxed and non-threatening. So there's obviously a lot of work that has to be done as a family before this to make that kind of scenario work.
This is work that we can be doing every day, regardless of whether we're on school holidays or at school or on the weekend. And it's a sort of a culture that we can all develop in our lives. And I think that's another really important thing as well, that the culture of exploration, the culture of discussion, and also parents being able to kind of share their own experiences with those similar themes, with those difficulties, and actually say, hey, yeah, I went through that. I had a little bit of that going on. That here's how it felt for me, and here's what I did to manage that, is actually then also developing a culture of role modeling, which is really, really important as well. And I mean, I guess at the end of the day as well, that, you know, unfortunately, as much as you know, we would like to. Parents can't actually fix everything. And so sometimes it's actually just being there and supporting young people in other ways until they find their own solutions through some of this stuff. Because kids are incredibly resilient. And sometimes that's the second, the gift of some difficulties can actually be that we learn our own coping skills and mechanisms. And that actually serves us a great deal later on in life as well.
What if there's a parent listening right now and they're at that stage where they haven't really built that foundation for the family to kind of be open with one another and they're a bit out of their depth? What would you kind of recommend there? Would counselling be a good option for them to kind of, I guess, not pass the buck, but in order to kind of help their child?
I think that at the really extreme stages, then actually, you know, working with a counsellor together, going along together and actually having the conversation, sometimes with a third person there, can actually be a really liberating thing, because it can cut through some of the communication difficulties that may be existing in the family. If someone's really, really struggling with some of this stuff, it's never too late to start a conversation. And sometimes that conversation may actually start with, you know, an acknowledgement of the situation and how difficult things actually are. Because if a parent's getting the idea that this type of conversation isn't something that happens particularly often, then obviously the young person's going to know that as well. And so sometimes actually calling a spade and saying, hey, we don't really do this really well, but I think it might be really helpful, is the foot in the door to actually allow that dialogue to start. And it's never too late. We can always value add and grow our relationships.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.